Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Well, I was rolling down the road in some cold blue steel.
Welcome back to 23 After. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Please check out my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. Lots of stuff there that will help you with your small business. Whatever you got going on, whatever is keeping you up at night, whether you're excited about it or frightened about it, whatever's going on, it's keeping you from sleeping. And we got something that will help you. But right now, we're going to do more to help you because we got our new friend, Dr. George Zagridis, is here to talk about that sleep thing. And he and his wife, Christy Zagridis, have written a book called Stop Feeling Tired. It's all about sleep deprivation, how to avoid it, how to get rid of it. And Dr. George, welcome back to the show. Thanks for staying with us. And congratulations on the book. Now, this is an e-book, right?
Jim, it's actually a hard copy at this point.
I have the prototype e-book. Yeah, okay.
And wanted to see how that went, and obviously it got through okay. So
good.
We'll probably be moving to an e-book soon.
So the hard copy is available wherever books are sold.
Yes, sir.
And would you like to give us another website? Any other website?
Yes, my personal website is www.consciouslyliving.com.
All right.
ConsciouslyLivingWhole.com.
And they find out more about your book there and the other things that you do there?
Absolutely, yes. Right. And also the books on Amazon, and Barnes & Noble, so various sites.
And Zagridis, if you're Googling him, by the way, folks, it's spelled Z-G-O-U-R-I-D-E-S. Almost as bad as Blasingame. So, okay, George, let's talk about this sleep thing again. We've been talking in the previous segment, folks, about the sleep deprivation, why we have it, why we get into it, why we allow ourselves to do this. What are some other things that you've learned? There was a study that you report on in the book. What else did you learn about people in sleep deprivation?
Definitely, sleep deprivation affects people's abilities the next day.
Yeah.
So, and I think this is a critical issue in the United States, and I'm sure elsewhere, but one third of American business workers are not sleeping enough, and then they're not functioning at peak levels. So this chronic exhaustion is actually costing billions of dollars in lost productivity.
And let me throw another thing in there that's happening right now. This is a real issue. Young people are gaming all night long.
Oh,
and then going
yes.
to work.
Yes.
They're doing the online gaming, you know, the Dungeons
right.
and Dragons. I'm not hip enough to know what all they're playing.
But
they're doing it, and
they're
staying,
yes.
and it's especially men, especially young men.
Yes.
Staying up all yes. night, and then they can't stay awake at work. Or I had an employee who did that. He's no
right.
longer with me, but he couldn't get to work on time because of that.
And it's interesting. It's a concept that's called presenteeism. Presenteeism, and what this means, people are showing up to work after doing, as you say, you know, playing games all night, running around all night, partying all night, and they're showing up to work, but they're like zombies, and so they're not productive at all, and they're it takes them longer to do everything, and they're wasting more time on the internet at work,
partying all night, that's been going on for generations, right? But this gaming thing, that's new.
It seems to be
more compelling. There's also typically not as much liquor involved, so people think they can sustain it more.
Exactly.
But it's a real problem. So what do you think about napping? What do you think about a nap during the day?
I'm a strong proponent of napping. And whenever I possibly can, I like to take a quick 15-minute power nap or power snooze.
They work.
It definitely works. If you have trouble sleeping, you don't want to take a longer than a 30-minute nap.
Right.
But, you know, a 15-20-minute, I call it going into the zone
a little bit. Do you lay down or do you sit up when you take a nap?
Sometimes I sit up. Hopefully I'm not doing a radio show when I'm sleeping.
Right,
but very often we'll sit up or I'll put my head on my desk. sometimes I can escape and go sit maybe even the car wherever it might be. Sometimes in, when I've worked in hospitals, I've been able to go lie down.
Well,
on
as
the couch
a medical doctor, you've been through this sleep deprivation thing.
And it's interesting. My residency, as most residencies in the United States, they are characterized by sleep deprivation.
Right.
So you're often working 30 to 40 hours nonstop without any breaks, and depending on the hospital you're at, it can be significant. And I'm always concerned about patient care in those situations.
Right.
They've done some.
The patients are worried about that too. I got about a minute. I got about a minute left. What are the last thoughts you'd like to give us on how to improve our and ourselves and not be in such a sleep deficit?
Well, I would first of all just watch the dietary lifestyle issues. No caffeine after 2 p.m. if you're having trouble sleeping. Caffeine peaks about 5 to 8 hours after it's consumed. So when you have people, drinking a nice big cup of coffee at 6 p.m., they're going to be wide awake at 11 or midnight. Watch the alcohol late at night, cool, dark room. Make sure you've got a good mattress and pillow, and turn those electronic gadgets off when you go to bed.
Right. And thank you, Dr. George, for being here. Dr. George Zagreus, ladies and gentlemen, is our new friend. He's going to be back and continue to keep us posted on what we need to do to get more sleep. The book is called Stop Feeling Tired, available wherever books are sold. And give us your website again, George.
Jim, it's www.consciouslylivingwhole.com.
And you got a lot of other things there, I'm sure.
Yeah, I just want to thank you for having me on the show. It's a pleasure to talk to.
You're welcome, George. Dr. George Zagreus, ladies and gentlemen. He'll be back another day. I'll be back after these messages. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.